Dr. Phil to Selena Gomez, dry your eyes, rapists don't deserve your tears. By Warner Todd Houston on January 29, 2025. Only Murders in the Building star Selena Gomez's posted and quickly deleted video of her sobbing in reaction to the Trump administration's nationwide crackdown on illegal immigration is still making headline around the world. Now, Dr. Phil, the daytime TV icon, who recently joined an Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE raid in Chicago, has offered Gomez some advice: dry your eyes because you look out of touch. I certainly don't think she was crying for these individuals, Dr. Phil told the Daily Mail. She seemed to me to be very sincere in her empathy for these individuals, he said of Gomez, but I'm not sure who she was identifying with. I don't think she would relate to the people that we're taken down in this operation. Gomez became a subject of both praise and scorn for her wildly over-emotional video in which she sobbed while accusing Donald Trump of attacking her people, including the children. Selena Gomez shares emotional Instagram story about the deportation of Mexican people. All my people are getting attacked, the children. I don't understand. I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something, but I can't. I don't know what to do. I'll try everything, I promise. pic.twitter.com/eel8sizma. Pop Crave, at Pop Crave, January 27, 2025. Gomez later deleted the video. Indeed, Dr. Phil McGraw was embedded with ICE in Chicago and was a first-hand witness of the sort of criminals and dangerous characters that federal agents have been busily scooping up and tagging for deportation. And there weren't any children in the mix. I certainly don't think she was crying for these individuals, McGraw told the Daily Mail. I wanted to see the raids for myself. There were no restrictions. There was no room I couldn't go into. There was no meeting I couldn't attend, McGraw said of his access when he was embedded with ICE in Chicago. McGraw went on to say that he was present when the list of crimes committed by those ICE had arrested were read off. The charges included murder, child sex crimes, child rape, aggravated assault. ICE agents are focusing on the worst first. That is the way they describe it, and I was able to see how much investigative work they put into these targets, he explained. He added that the sort of people ICE was taking into custody were a danger to every community, including the immigrant community. They prey upon their own. So, you know, I would suspect that Selena's empathy is certainly not for the people that Mr. Holman is going after, he said. He also dismissed the media's constant attacks on ICE as just fear-mongering. They're not targeting farms or agricultural environments. They're not going into businesses and checking people's immigration status, he explained. I asked all the hard questions. I asked straight up, are you sweeping neighborhoods where you believe there are concentrations of illegal aliens? And they said absolutely not, he continued. I said, are you going to schools and taking people and students out of schools? They said absolutely not. These agents are after the bad guys. There's been no much misinformation out there, Dr. Phil continued, noting that even Illinois' Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker has alleged that ICE agents are going into elementary schools to look for undocumented children, he exclaimed. I was very impressed at the professionalism of all of this, McGraw said of the raids he witnessed. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.